I'm all ears.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Number 5.
Have you ever had anybody tell you, hey, could you smile a little more? Are you happy? Maybe they're looking at your face and going, that's bitter beer face.
No.
Are you having a
You've
good
got
time
a
here?
Resting B-arch face right there. Good
Is
Lord.
Resting what?
Haven't you heard that expression?
I've never heard that.
Somebody,
no.
You know how some people who just, they're not cranky or anything, but their relaxed face looks like, well, it's called resting B-arch face, if you like.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, but some people just don't like that. There's a mirror, though. Somebody has designed a mirror that only shows your reflection if you're smiling. And it figures out if you are by using a camera and some special facial recognition technology. And this guy actually says he designed it for cancer patients because research has shown that if you smile, it can improve your life, reduce your stress, and might even be just a little small factor in helping you beat the disease. So mirror's
good.
Yeah, I know.
There's a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah,
for this
there
too,
is
I think,
for this smiling mirror thing.
See, I don't think this actually goes far enough. I think that that's fine, but what it should do is talk to you and tell
really?
You that. Well,
like
then it
mirror,
can look
mirror
at you and
on
go,
the wall kind of thing.
Yeah, yes. So think about this. It, no longer is that pressure put on your partner. Do these jeans make me look fat? The mirror will tell you. And for instance, if I'm looking in the mirror, this is what I expect the mirror would say to me.
Mirror, mirror on the wall says, you ugly. Your hair ain't growing back, brother. And stop sucking your gut in.
I don't know.
Aww.
That's just what I think it's going to say to me if I look at it.
Oh, no. That's so not the hair bit's true. The other bit not true.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number 4.
We appreciate you listening. You know, I have two daughters. I've been married for 18 years. If you listen to the show at any great length, you know that Sharon is from Australia. She's in a marriage now with Richard for how many years is it? 15?
I don't know, 11? 10. 11, Coming 10. Up on 10 and 10. A half. Yeah.
And Sharon is one of those people, just by the way, who I love and adore and is always genteel.
Anytime you start with the love and adore, here it comes. Wait for it now.
Always has a very even temper and never, ever lets anything get to her, especially when she's driving.
All right, let's just cut to the chase. I flipped three people off yesterday and it felt good on
Nicely
the road.
Done.
Yeah. On the road.
What
and they all deserved
it. What were
these
other people doing?
The first guy, I had just merged on onto the road and I needed to get over a lane to turn off the other side. And I had my indicator and there was fairly thick traffic. So I had my indicator on looking for a gap that I could get in. And I really was relying on the grace of somebody just to, you know, slow down slightly and let me in.
Yes.
This guy just hovered right there in my blind spot and wouldn't let me in. And then as he passed, he looked at me. Like, he knew what he was doing, so I flipped him off.
Oh, you see that? He deserved that.
He totally deserved it.
Absolutely.
The second guy was a truck driver who just pulled out right. There was no cars in front of me. No cars. And he was pulling out and then heading in the opposite direction to me. But this big truck just pulled out, so his cab went past me, and so I gave him the bird.
You're on a roll now.
I was on a roll. And then I was in the parking lot, and somebody just – actually, it wasn't a driver. It was a pedestrian. Somebody just, like, walked straight out in front of me. I'm like, hey – it's the parking lot. There are vehicles. It's incumbent on you to kind of keep an eye out, not just wander out in front of my car. So I gave them the royal finger treatment as well. I'm telling you, listen, it's good.
And what you're saying to all these people is you're number one. It was the index finger.
That's right. No, I was really saying I love and appreciate you.
Yes.
And and look, just don't get in my – I was on a roll. It felt good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a mum. I didn't have kids in the car. Can you imagine what an example that would be?
Well, then you've got to explain it to somebody in the back. No, honey, I was just waving at them.
Yes.
That's what I was doing.
Yes, that's the way we wave in Australia, for
Mummy
sure.
Mummy knows all those people, yes.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number 3.
You know, I got to say, Sharon, I never expected to see CNC Music Factory making music here in 2017.
Yeah! Baby! Huh? Oh, my God. But there was a fella driving in Quebec, Canada recently, and that song was on the radio. Well, the guy is human. He's human. He turned it up and he belted it out. Everybody dance now. Well, who wouldn't? And he's chair dancing. Well, I don't know if he's chair dancing, but it's normal. It's a human reaction to sing.
How do you not dance to that?
How do you not chair dance and turn that bad boy up loudly? Unfortunately for this fella, he saw a siren behind him, and some cops pulled him over because they saw him screaming and they thought maybe he was in danger. But even though he wasn't, they still gave him a $118 ticket for screaming in his car. This is the guy talking about what happened.
Isn't it a good song?
They asked me if I screamed. I said, no, I was just singing. He said, okay, I need your driving license.
Were you screaming in your car?
I was singing.
You were singing?
Yeah, I was singing. Everybody dance now.
Everybody dance now.
I know.
Actually, he should be arrested for that.
He should be. Well, listen, I think if we were all going to be arrested for singing badly in the car, the jails would be overflowing.
Oh, my God.
What's the song that you sing? What's the song that'll make you turn up the radio and just, like, belt it out in the privacy of your own car?
Oh, my God. Anything by Garth Brooks.
Right. See, I'm
Are you singing the Dolly Parton version or the Whitney Houston version?
I'm doing my own Sharon version.
Yeah.
Badly. Yeah. But, you know, we could all be arrested, Cliff, for singing badly in the car, couldn't we?
Well, yes, you could, Sharon.
No, you could too.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat.
Number 2.
So nobody in the office is owning up to this, but somebody has dropped a tiny bag of candy that's shaped like, how would you describe
Frank
these
and
exactly?
Frankenbeans.
Little tiny.
This is an itty little bag that I found just inside the radio station the other day. And it's got on it super fun candy. Mm-hmm. And there's 5 little itty bitty candies in there. Mm-hmm. And I went around and I went, hey, it's about the packet. Because you can see it, obviously, but it's about the size of like a condom packet, actually. So we're talking small. And it was sitting just inside the radio station. And I walked around the sales department going, hello, anybody drop these? Nobody.
Nobody's going to admit to that. Nobody fessed up.
Here's what's awful about it, I think, Cliff.
What's that?
Well, because there's 5 little candies in there. One's pink.
Yes.
4 are green.
Ooh.
Ooh. You think I'm putting a green one of those in my mouth? And no, I don't think so. Who thought this was a good idea?
God. Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number 1.
What's the worst taste in the world? And for me, it's mixing peanut butter and chocolate. I know. Don't send me letters. I know. Don't email me or Facebook me. I like peanut butter and jam, but I don't like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. No, I'm not big on mixing sweet and savory things. The peanut butter and jelly thing, I have never understood that.
Peanut butter and jam on toast?
Jam.
It's got to be raspberry. It's jam. It's not jelly.
Jelly.
Is that an Australian thing? Raspberry jam and peanut butter on toast.
God.
Oh,
you're just a revolt. I don't know what the worst thing. I don't know what the worst thing to eat is. What's the worst?
Anything slimy for me.
Oh, I see. I don't know that I really hate any. God, though, because I just eat anything. I'll chow down on anything.
Give it to Sharon. She'll eat anything.
I'll eat it. Bring it over here. If you don't want that, bring it over here. Bring me your leftovers. I'll eat them. Good Lord.
There's a list of things considered to be the worst tasting things in the world.
Right.
And there's one thing on this list that, Sharon, I know that you're heartbroken about.
I'm a little bit annoyed. I'm a little bit hurt by this, a little bit crushed. So let's run through them. Sheep brains. Have you ever eaten sheep's brains?
No.
I have in a restaurant. They're delicious, actually.
Really? Yeah. I've had a cow tongue before, and all I can think is some poor cow in a field going,
can't move properly anymore. Hasn't got his poor old tongue. Brussels sprouts made the list.
Yeah, I like Brussels sprouts.
Vegemite.
Yeah.
Vegemite. And you've eaten Vegemite. It tastes like bouillon, most Americans say.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what you thought too. I like Vegemite. You're not doing it right. If you have it on hot buttered toast, it's delicious.
Okay, so three of the top things on this list we actually like.
Well, you don't. You're you're not big on Vegemite and you don't eat it, but I don't share it with you terribly often. No. But there's some other thing I've never even heard of. It's a Japanese dish made of fermented soybeans called natto.
See, that just doesn't sound good to me. Black licorice is on the list.
Licorice is good.
Here's the one thing I don't understand that's on this list, and I challenge, who is it that's tasting this? And this is secretions from a dog's behind.
From the back end of a dog. Apparently there's some little thing back there. Who is tasting that, and how dare it be on the same list as Vegemite?
You know, is this a list of what dogs don't like?
Well, it may
be.
The
only thing is a dog sniffing back there. But
what human being has tasted that?
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.
Ever wondered what it's like to make it in Hollywood? The incredible feeling for actors when they land their first leading role after hundreds of auditions. But not only the actors, the directors, producers, casting directors, the entire industry. I'm Ella James. Join me for Take Fountain, where I talk to these people about trying to make it in LA. Subscribe, download, or stream from Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, Stitcher, or your favorite podcasting app.